are the soul. The soul is bliss. The soul is supreme joy and love. If we wish to live in harmony, attain the state of self-realization or a state of godliness, we too must practice or be these things. Cheerfulness is necessary to progress on the spiritual path. The attitude in which we journey through our practices is the manner in which we will grow. If we are unenthusiastic, lethargic, emotionally dry, or dull-minded in our efforts to reach that supreme goal, it's for certain, that we will never attain it. On the path of yoga, samadhi is the ultimate destination. This state is the home of divine ecstasy and the kingdom of supreme bliss. We cannot achieve or reach this state without a cheerful attitude. While meditating, the body may start to ache and give you pains and all types of things, but you must smile through it. The mind may momentarily reflect on memories of hurt or heartbreak or your worldly troubles, but you must not let this rob you of your joyous attitude. When you are in the world, you may face adversity, agony, anguish, or anything, but you must smile through it. Smile through it all. Pain and pleasure are parallel. Pain and pleasure are parallel. One is the portal to the other. Learn to smile through the pain, and it will soon transform itself into pleasure. There is a Zen story about a student and his teacher. And one day the student approached his beloved teacher, and he said, "Maharaj, Guru, blessed teacher, my meditations are just horrible. I can't seem to sit still. My body aches, my mind wanders here and there. There are just so many distractions around me. Kids playing outside, airplanes flying overhead, loud music from the neighbors downstairs. And on the very rare occasions when I am able to go beyond these things, I just can't seem to stay awake." The teacher compassionately looked upon the student. He smiled and he told him, "I give you my word, it will pass." And so the student ecstatically accepted his teacher's blessings and he joyously left the ashram. And so about a week later, he returned, full of enthusiasm and joy. He said to his teacher, "My meditations are just wonderful. My body no longer aches. My mind is suddenly unwavering. The noises around me have seemed to cease. I feel so much more peaceful and calm." And again, the teacher compassionately looked at the student and smiled. And he told him, "I give you my word, this too shall pass." You see, what this story illustrates is the fact that we must accept the changing nature of life. All of this shall pass. What you worry about today will be a distant memory tomorrow and the days hereafter. And in the same way, whatever satisfies you today may indeed be the source of your sorrow tomorrow. The only thing that is constant is the act of perception, the act of witnessing. Life itself is always in constant flux. Here it is high, there it is low. Today the sun shines, tomorrow the rain falls. Such is the nature of this experience. But though life may change, you do not change. I'll give you an example to maybe better illustrate this. Suppose you go to a theater to watch a movie, a horror movie, scary movie. And as you sit and watch the scenes as they unfold, you are overtaken by an onslaught of emotions. Fear, worry, and anxiety arise in your heart as the suspense builds and the characters in the movie are slain left and right. And as the movie progresses, You know, you feel a little bit better, and finally, you are filled with a sense of relief and satisfaction because the hero has destroyed the forces of evil and championed himself. And as you walk out and leave the theater, you say to yourself, man, that was a really great movie. That was a really good movie. And although you experienced so many real and raw emotions while watching the film, you knew that you were only a witness to the scenes being depicted on the screen. You walked out of the theater the same person as you were when you walked in. You were a witness to so many atrocities, so much agony, so many emotions. But when you came back to a state of self-awareness, what did you say? What did you say to yourself? That was a great movie. In fact, you went to the theater, you went to the movies to be scared. To some degree, you knew what to expect. And for about an hour and a half, 2 hours, you were willing to be put under a spell of delusion. Such is life. In life, we should expect highs. We should expect lows. We should know that pain, agony, happiness, terror, death, birth, failure, and success will be experienced. We have come here to be entertained, if you will. And when the lights are lifted and the scenes of this experience come to a conclusion, we will say to ourselves, man, that was a good movie. If you can welcome every experience with a certain level of cheerfulness, you will experience the bliss that is your soul, the bliss that is God. God is the director of this cosmic play. God is also the actresses and the actors in this universal drama. Through us, God plays. Through us, God lives. But God is also witnessing, blissfully witnessing, watching this earth drama as it unfolds. Whatever task you have been given, do them with cheer. Whatever lessons you must learn or pain you must endure, embrace it cheerfully. Pain is inevitable. Pain is inevitable. But suffering is a choice. If we choose to have a cheerful attitude, regardless of what we experience, the pain will subside and bliss will arrive. You are the blissful witness, remember. You are the blissful witness. Cheerfully watch. And no matter how difficult it may be, no matter how antagonizing it may be, no matter how gut-wrenching and sometimes painful and heartbreaking it may be, cheerfully witness in a state of higher understanding and deeper understanding of what this experience truly is. Cheerfulness is necessary, so very necessary, for you to progress on this path. Not happiness per se, but cheerfulness. Cheerfulness is welcoming of all that comes, of all that leaves, of all that seems to condemn us, of all that uplifts us. Having a cheerful attitude is so necessary to progress on this path. Through pain, through trials, through tribulations, through everything. You must learn to smile. You must learn to smile through the pain and be cheerful in the rain and dance in it. And if you dance in it, you dance through the pain, you find cheer through the pain, it will soon turn and transform itself into bliss, into pleasure. Because that is what you are. You are not pain. You are not heartbreak. You are not agony. You are not defeat. You are joy. You are peace. You are bliss. Know yourself. Be love and stay light. I send you off with joy. I send you off with love. I send you off with peace. May you awaken to the state or awaken to your true nature. May you awaken to all that you are and all that this experience is. Love and thanks. Love and gratitude. Infinite love and boundless light. Stay free.